seduction, sex, lifestyle. For the true player at heart, Global SLR presents The Real Kings of Pickup. Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash Motherfucking Debazar. Be the best and fuck the rest.
Welcome to a very special edition of The Real Kings of Pickup podcast. We are so thrilled that the Global Seduction Lifestyle and Relationship Convention is coming up. It's right around the corner in September. If you haven't seen the trailer yet, you must absolutely see it, because no words can define what it's like. So in preparation, this is the first of a series of podcasts to prep you towards this incredible journey that is the Global Seduction Lifestyle and Relationship Convention. I'm Vince Hollywood Kelvin, also known as Aphrodite's Prince, and I'm here with my spiritual brother, no other than Arash Zipar motherfucking Debazar. He is the man that I turn to when I need advice, and we are totally, absolutely, completely killing it at all levels. Arash, I know you have topped it and outperformed even above and beyond the best you had ever done in terms of seduction. I know you've been out in field a lot. So what's going on, brother?
Hey, brother. I'm driving, so if the voice is a little off, in about 3 minutes I'll be in my office so you guys can hear me more clearly. You're right. I've been in the field every week, twice a week at least. And the times that are not designated to going out, those times, if I eat, I'm at a bar or a restaurant that has beautiful women. I have literally, since we did our event, it was the one before the Vortex, I think. Whatever it was, I came out of retirement for this game. Venus Moon, that's the one. That's the one. I officially came out of retirement for the pickup arts. I got my passion back. I got my energy back. And it's been about 3 months or so. And my life has completely changed because of this art form. And like you said, I've topped everything I've ever done. I got to 4 girlfriends again. And I just broke up with one 2 days ago. Not on anything negative or bad terms. It was just kind of a long distance relationship. And I think it took a little bit more energy than I was willing to put into it. We're still on very good terms, and I was here this weekend. She was texting me last night. Her words were happy. She sent a few videos of her and I to me, and she texted at 2:30 a.m., happiness is being with you. I love you so much, and I miss you so much. And outside of that, you know, there's another girlfriend that I have here who I haven't really announced. I'm really at 4 girlfriends again. And why is this important? Well, this morning, Vince, I was telling our brother Frank earlier today, but this morning was the first time when I truly, for the first time, after taking the red pill and understanding the female energy, I realized how much I appreciate women. And it was quite a moment for me as I was changing my shirt, and I just had this thought that I am really appreciative of this destructive element in nature called the female energy, the yin energy. I realized why, because I truly feel that I have submitted it, and I get it. I get them. I truly, truly get them. And when you get them, the fulfillment that's around the corner is beyond what anybody could imagine, beyond what anybody could imagine. So I'm excited to come share these ideas with everybody this weekend. I'm very excited to see you and share some ideas with you, as every time we get together, the expansion for myself is quite awesome. And so that's what I have to say, man.
Phenomenal. And we're killing it in the Hollywood area too. On Sunday, we begin the filming of a brand new movie, and both of us have major parts in it. I was just reading the script today for Sunday, so it's going to be really funny. You're a biker, and I'm a rock star that has had years of glory all around the world, but then I'm running a porn company and teaching guitar, and you knew me from the past, but you don't recognize me, and at first you pick up a little shit with me because you're the leader of a biker gang that has their club next to where we practice. So it's gonna be fun. And the documentary, you know, so many clips are going viral all over the place, and at the level of the teaching, it's deeper than ever so far. Like the change, you know, fast change. So I'm doing loads of sessions every day, and for me, I've rekindled the one-on-one sessions and the quick transformation and all the frames. And I know a lot of you guys are following all those frames, simple new frames on Facebook, and from what I hear from people, really loving those frames. So I think frames are essential, and I cannot wait to see you this weekend, brother. Like you're saying, each time it's a whole different level. So by the time people hear the recording, the event will have passed. And yet for everybody who's on the line today, we'll let you know about it. We're also on Friday, we're doing a free presentation in Hollywood. In the meantime, I know there's some callers on the line. So guys, you have the opportunity to ask questions. And if nobody has any questions, Arash and I will ask each other's questions. So whomever's calling, how can we best help you? What questions would you have? And again, if you don't have any questions, we'll pass it back and forth between Arash and I.
Hello?
Yeah, please.
Vince, this is Nero with Aphrodite's Prince Program. Quick question. Okay, so in the multidimensional male model, I kind of am a little confused about the romantic hero. How would you go about that without being corny and make it organic? You know what I mean? What I mean? Trying to explain it the best way I can, because I'm not usually a corny type of guy, or like really romantic, I guess.
Yeah, brother, if you don't mind, I'll take that question and then pass it to you.
Go ahead.
So the multidimensional male model is based on four core needs. It's a system that I've been refining and fine-tuning throughout the years. We have four core needs. One of them is security. Another one is excitement. Third one is growth. If you don't feel like you're growing, you know, it's easy to get a little bit depressed and so on. And the last one is a sense of connection. And for anything to expand, connection with a woman or anything, most guys are unidimensional. They're only one, and they're just one, and they tend to be the lower attribute of it. For example, the romantic hero, most guys, they process it. They quickly become the friend, the nice guy. Okay? So Nero is asking more distinctions. The first thing that's essential to understand with any and everything that you learn, everything is supposed to be taken organically and made organic and embraced organically. Okay? It's usually a false sense that we bring into the concept, that you guys bring into the concept, that is not part of the concept, that you need to eliminate. For example, never has it been said the romantic hero is corny. No. The quality, the attribute of the romantic hero, and for you to really benefit from this system, you bring the elements of the other archetypes into whichever one is predominant at the time. So, for example, you bring some alpha leadership into the romantic hero, core solidity. And I know, Nero, you're the one who designed the T-shirts that are soon going to be available, of soul, heart, guts, and balls. So the romantic hero is coming from the heart. Now, the romantic hero, the attribute that you blend with the other ones, if you only have that, it's like a car with just one tire. It's a sense of being fairly easygoing without being weak, okay? Meaning when other guys would get overly rigid, they would freak out. They would panic. The romantic hero still has a bit of a cocky, not corny, cocky smile. Okay? And I'm happy in the Prince of Aphrodite, because I want to take some other questions right now. It's not easy for those who don't have a reference of that system to understand what I'm talking about, to further expand tonight. I know we're going to be on at 7:30 p.m. So bring that question back up and I'll give you further distinction. But I think the lesson for everybody before I pass it, and maybe another question for Arash, is this. Whatever you're exposed to that we offer, make sure that you don't pollute it by bringing elements that are not included. You often hear guys say, for example, yeah, but if I escalate faster, my concern is I'm afraid I'm going to be creepy. where and when did you read or did you hear us say, yeah, escalate in a creepy way? The creepy part is something, a concern that you bring in. Know that whatever we refer to, we reference to it in a way that is more pure. That's why we had this program and we dedicated a whole year last year on pure pickup, meaning it's not polluted by misconceptions, by limitations. It's something that's more raw, organic. So I like the word you're selecting, organic. Ask yourself, what is the romantic hero? And I'll help you define that tonight in a way that's not polluted. But never did we say be corny, be this, be that. Okay? Those are elements you let go of.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure, of course. And thanks for your dedication. Come this weekend too, since you're in LA. Meanwhile, brother, you want to add to this or we take the next question?
The next one.
Okay, so what other questions do you have? And if Nero, you have another question, you know, as you're learning from me, social arts is not a place where you want to practice the kind of false politeness where you go, oh, maybe somebody else has a question. Because if you do that, you're going to do the same thing in field. You're going to go, oh, this guy was here first and he's going to be the one fucking the girl. So be a go-getter.
Okay. I have another question, but if anybody else wants to ask before me, I don't want to hog, the questions.
You should. Go ahead. Ask your question. We don't hear anybody else, so ask it.
Okay, so, Araj, you say in one of your videos, I don't have it written down word for word, but basically everybody is going to, and women in particular, are going to backstab you eventually. And Vince, you also say that if you have like a tiny drop of poison in like pure water, it messes the whole thing up. How do you frame properly, basically, how to trust a woman, like without having the hint of poison in it? Like
an analogy of this is if you, like, let's say you have lions and you're a lion tamer. Have you ever seen those guys? They put their head next to the lion's mouth. They wrestle each other. They jump on each other. And there's this total sense of trust they have with the lion. But watch them carefully as they pull the lion's paws off of them. Or if the lion bites too hard, they smack the face. Or they know when the lion is fed. They know when the lion's upset. Because the nature of the lion is to eat the man. And there's been so many instances where the lion has eaten the lion tamer. Right? That's where the lion tamer made a mistake. Because the nature of the lion is to eat the lion tamer. Or man. The nature of the female is destructive. It will destroy. As a female energy is the yin energy of the universe, the dark force, the Sith Lord, right? The dark force of the Jedi. And so it will seek to destroy everything around it. Now, just like the lion tamer, I trust my girlfriends. I even trust my friends that are girls. I trust them. But I know when their paws are on my head, I know when they're not fed, I know all those things, knowing their nature is to destroy what's around them that's weaker than them. Remember this. So how you do it is you understand the nature of it. And again, back to the lion tamer, he does trust those lions, but he is in danger. And that is the game that you have to understand at the highest levels right now that I understand, which is when you're dealing with the female energy, you're dealing with the chaotic force of this universe, the destructive force. You as a man are the opposite, and you bring order to it. And you should keep bringing order, and be aware of the signs that it's going destructive, knowing that its nature is to destroy. Doesn't mean all lion tamers get eaten. And doesn't mean they don't love their lions and lions don't love them. It doesn't mean that they don't trust them. It just means that they must understand the lion so well, and because such good communication with the body language, with the breathing, with the sound, everything. They must control every aspect of the lioness so that they're not eaten. That's the best analogy I can give for this, to be able to trust. But you must trust in order to be in a relationship. Just know what it is you're trusting.
Thank you.
Phenomenal. So, gentlemen, what other questions would you have?
Okay, I guess I have another one. If nobody else wants to ask, I'll ask.
Yeah, and I just want to take the time. Nero, I know you came the distance, traveled all the way from Riverside to come meet. You are partaking in all the different groups, and you're on Aphrodite and so on. So your commitment, your dedication, I just want to acknowledge that. You've been really awesome. Daily check-in and everything. So go ahead with your question, please.
I appreciate it, Vin. Thank you. Okay, so from what I understand so far, the pickup is the first part of getting women. And then at what point does it switch to seduction? And after, you have to demonstrate, how do I say this? You have to submit the woman. Is that something that you have to do for the rest of the time you're with her? Or is that something that she kind of, you establish one time and it stays that way for like the rest of the time you're with her?
I will answer briefly and then pass it to Arash because he is the ultimate seducer of all times, okay? Never make the mistake to think that you can drop anything. On the contrary, it's a conditioning process that must be increased through time. And if we tie it back to your first question, those core needs, the moment one of them begins to stale, okay? For example, if the woman no longer feels a connection or if there's a lack of excitement on either side or within the relationship, or if there's a lack of growth, a sense of growth or security, that's the beginning of the end. So no, it's a mistake that I made early on in some of my first marriages. I was thinking, okay, well, now we've been together for 3 years, you know, but no, the opposite pays off. The opposite pays off, you know. The day I had that realization, I remember I was with Amy, my second wife, and she's in the documentary too. Then basically in the afternoon, she would go hang out with her sister and she would, call me middle of the afternoon and she'd be like, oh, okay, well, anyway, we got to go. Suddenly I said, no, that's not acceptable. So I went back to seduction hardcore, as if it was like fresh pickup also. And major difference, okay? Suddenly, I once again took the lead because it's very easy to let go of taking the lead. Took the lead, and I would text her, sweetheart, thinking of you, plenty to do, but regardless, thinking of you, talk to you soon, beware, you're about to be fucked royally tonight, or stuff like that, okay? Versus, hey, how are you, love? And her response was she kept on texting me throughout the afternoon. She would show up early. She always was 5 minutes late. There she would be 20 minutes early with her makeup touch up and so on. So don't make that mistake. I'll pass it to Rush.
Should you continue to submit? Yes, absolutely. Let me put it a different way for you. Let's flip the coin. Should the woman only seduce once and only wear makeup once and act sexy and soft once and then let go of it and become like a hard man and then no makeup and start farting in front of you, like is that okay? And the answer is of course not. It's fucking disgusting. So that's the male female side flipped. On the other side, right, like recently I've been burping. I'm not a burper, right? I didn't even know how to fucking burp. I still, if you ask me to burp on command, I can't fucking do it. And so recently I've just been burping out loud. And my girlfriend's like looking at me like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, I'm burping. And I could see them looking at me like, that's kind of gross. And I was like, it's actually not gross. If you burp, it's gross. I'm not farting. I'm burping, right? And I realized that, and the reason why I'm doing it, I realized that I had this almost feminine quality of not burping. And I really analyzed. I was like, I should just fucking burp as a guy. Because in ancient traditions also, when the king would feast and have great food, he would burp to her. Ah, like that was really good food. That's what the men would do. And so, you know, that's what I do. I keep looking into nature, finding out what the true male energy is. That's what we're doing this weekend. I'm going to give you a lot of these ideas. But as the woman should continue to seduce her man, stay soft, stay feminine, stay caring, stay kind, stay loving. The man should continue to be strong, courageous, loyal, powerful, dominant. And then you have this yin and yang symbol. It's all about the yin and the yang symbol. Once you understand that symbol literally describes exactly what I teach. It's a symbol of nature, you know. It's a symbol of nature. Natural energies are there. So that's it. I hope that helps.
Gentlemen, I'll take a moment right now. The GSLR is right around the corner, September, okay? And we are going to do something very, very special for just a few. the ultimate experience to come there is the rock star VIP experience. Okay. That one is nearly sold out. It includes boot camps. It includes going infield with Bad Boy and myself at a nightclub with a table and an entourage after the workshops and so on, or the option to go to a strip club with a rush again in style with limousines and so on. So that's the way you want to go. Okay. That will go all the way to $2,500. But if you want to lock it in and you hear this on time, it's currently a one-time payment of $1,000, which there's going to be a point where you're going to hear that, and that price will have exceeded maximum capacity, and we do a sliding scale, you know. But what we're doing also currently is $1,250 in five payments. Okay, if you want to do monthly payments of $250, you're in VIP for $1,250. So you got 5 months of monthly payments of $250. If you have a general admission ticket, you should have received an email for a possible upgrade. And if you don't have a ticket yet, at least come in general, which is still a super rich experience, and watch the trailer. You'll find it on YouTube, on my channel, on Arash's channel, on the Vince Kelvin and Arash podcast channel. Subscribe to all those channels. We're constantly feeding new videos, and you got to see the trailer to understand what awaits you. It's as big as a rock concert, and it's three different venues covering all aspects of your life, everything from seduction to fashion, fitness to vocal training, yoga, tantra, sorcery, hypnotherapy, you name it, business, changing careers. We just brought a new guy on board that specializes in helping you go independent if you work for someone. So you will never be the same again. Your whole life will change. It's the global SLR, and the site is gslrconvention.com. gslrconvention.com. There you'll have the entire explanation and the trailer also. Okay, so we take two, three more questions, and then I got to move on to Aphrodite's Prince tonight. Who's going next?
I got another one if nobody wants to ask.
I love it. Go for it.
Okay, so Araj, you mentioned when the female contracts, you expand. When she expands, you contract. So I'm noticing, I don't know, I'm assuming that applies to text game. So I've been able to number close like fairly fast, like pretty much like a minute and a half. But when I start initiating the text, I get one word text. So I don't know how to get the girl to open up. Like, do I expand in my text? Is that needy? Like, I don't want to send, like, super long text. So that's basically the gist of the question.
That statement was a statement that Bruce Lee made about martial arts, and I just use it for seduction because I get what he's saying. Now, we have to understand what it means to expand and contract in this case. All it means is that I am in a dance with her, and I am moving with her. So it doesn't mean when she doesn't text, I text her a lot. That's not what that means. That's not at all what it means. It means that you have to be able to see where she's at. So, for example, I'm texting a lot of women, a lot of new women. Last night I went out briefly, and I got three phone numbers. And, guys, they were very, very good looking. If you go on my Instagram and look to see who I just followed in the last 24 hours, you'll find two of them. Those are the two girls. And there's a third one who I didn't get their number, and I texted today, right, all three. And one was really well, one didn't return the call, and the other one went well and cold suddenly. And so when she expands, I contract. All it means is it's a dance back and forth, reading the woman, reading her emotions, reading who she is and what she's doing. So it's not. It doesn't mean you text her when she doesn't text. It means that, for example, okay, what will be an example of it, right? I text this chick today, she's married, and she says, I got her number last night, she was a bartender at the place. And when I texted, I was like, what's up, hey, she's like, hi, I said, well, what are you doing? She goes, I'm moving boxes still to my new place. Now, I understand, she's probably not lifting heavy boxes by her tiny little self, right? Her husband's most likely there. And I said, cool, have fun, text or call when you want to chat, and I let it go. That's the end. She didn't answer, but that's okay. That's me reading the situation. That's not the time to invite her out to drinks or be like, so how was your night last night? And she would have answered, but see, that's incorrect because I could read what was happening. And then this other girl, what did I do? What was the text? Oh, I sent her a video of my billboard. People driving by my billboard sent me a video of it. I sent her a video of my billboard, and she said, oh, my God, I didn't know you're famous. She also said, you're famous. I said, I've been famous. You just find out now. And she was like, oh, my God, blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, cool. And then I sent her another video of, I think, my dog or some shit. I don't remember what the fuck it was. Whatever it was in the moment, I felt that I sent it. She came back with another positive response, and I said, what time you get off? She goes, 6. I said, cool. At some point, I have to eat. If you want to come grab a bite or have a drink when I'm eating, you're welcome to. She goes, fuck, I already made plans tonight, but I wish I knew in advance. I said, no worries, another day. So this is an example of you expand, I contract, I expand, you contract. It's reading it, not pushing when it's not supposed to be pushed, not pulling back when it's not to be pulled. Now, let me give you another example. Somebody else is like a fourth girlfriend of mine right now that nobody really knows. This girl is like extremely affectionate and like mind, like just the shit that I love. Otherwise, it wouldn't be my girlfriend. And so throughout the day, I get texts and I get messages that are so heart-opening or mind-opening, right? Like she compliments me properly. And so then I make sure that I send the proper frequency back. It's not a short answer, no matter how busy I am. There is affection in it. There is a thought process in it. And I do make time. So each person different, each situation different. It's a dance. Imagine you had 100 dance partners and you try to dance with everybody exactly the same. It wouldn't work. The music could be the same, but each person you dance differently. Even if the moves are the same, you have to read your partner's movement and lead them. That's a perfect example. As a man, you lead the dance, but you have to be able to read her so you don't step on her toes or drop her. That's it.
Thank you.
Yeah, Nero, I'm going to connect it again with the another adaptation of the multidimensional male model. Prior to this, in the past, I would have stated that what the woman wants is to know that you're not destabilized. I think at this point, I would phrase it simply that for you, you got to stay at that place where you never destabilize. So a better wiring would be, number one, to know that it's absolutely normal that you get a short text at first. If for whatever reason the girl is more talkative initially, that's okay. But it's that especially, you know, that's going to change as you continue to study and you reach new levels, okay? You're going to witness more and more magic, women opening in one shot. But at your level, which everybody has their own journey, it's important to let go of... It's a form of subtle neediness that most guys don't recognize as neediness, to hope for a lot very early on. When you're doing pickup, you got to know that initially they don't have a reference of you. They have a reference of other guys. So the short text or a short answer, it's absolutely fine. I think you'll go further initially in the pickup if you remind yourself, hey, she's probably not going to give much at first. It's part of me testing where she's at, but I'm not going to let that fade me at all. Okay? When I get very short answers, which is more rare for me, but if I do, if, for example, they go, ha-ha, or just okay, or something like that. This girl not too long ago said, hi, H-I. I replied, H, just H. And then I waited a little bit, not because I was doing something, simply because I got busy, which is what you want to, you want to be at a place where you never wait on purpose. Yeah, you're busy doing other things. And then I said, I want the context of the shortest text. I topped your H-I with my H. Haha. And it's only a test. And then little by little, they open. I think also one aspect of the multidimensional model is to be calibrated enough, not in a way where you're trying to please, but just so you're more efficient, to know which of those four pillars, her texting, and that could apply in business as well, it's coming from, okay? So romantic hero, that would be if the girl gets a little vulnerable, she opens up, okay? Or for example, if she it's not an excuse, but she's like, oh, I just got back from work. I'm exhausted tonight. Okay? She's opening to you. So it's a good thing. And that's just an example. That statement could mean many things. Then it would be kind of foolish and appear miscalibrated if the person goes for a crack-up, excitement, okay? Or if it's efficient. Sometimes they go, at work, I'll call you later. So there, it's alpha, it's efficiency, or playfulness, or if really she's saying something intelligent. So quickly assess, to be even more calibrated, what's the nature, the core need right there? Is it connection? Is it efficiency? Is it playfulness? Or is it wisdom? And then you can violate, but to violate, you need to be aware. See, a lot of my game is a complete violation. I don't build rapport, I break rapport. I do that because of the subcommunication. Who the fuck dares breaking rapport? Somebody that's special. So I subcommunicate that I'm special. But if I only did that without the awareness of where the girl is coming from, that would not impact. And that's the problem for a lot of guys. You can violate as much as you please. You can say whatever the fuck you want because you're only testing women. But it comes across more efficiently when it's clear that you're aware that you're not accidentally doing this. Okay? So we'll take one final question offline, and then we'll let you know about some amazing things happening this weekend, only for the live callers. So live callers, stay online. Everybody else, we're on every Monday, normally. Tonight was special. And we're also super excited with the GSLR. So go to the site, watch the trailer, GSLRconvention.com, September 22nd, 23rd, 24th of this year. In the meantime, we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to The Real Kings of Pickup with Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash Motherfucking Divazar. Brought to you by www.globalslr.com. Call live every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to get your questions answered.
Just dial 701-801-1220.
Then enter 129-779-160.
Followed by the pound key.
To get your free pickup starter kit, go to www.seductioncoaching.com now. And remember, stay sexy.